Well, good morning. It is May 26, 2022, and welcome once again to our daily Bible reading. Today we're going to continue pressing on through the book of Numbers, chapter 35. We're going to read Psalm 79, Isaiah 27, and then we're going to finish another book of the scriptures, 1 John chapter 5 today. And then we're going to, actually, the next couple days are going to be interesting because after we finish 1 John, we have 2 John, which is just one chapter, 3 John, that's one chapter, Jude, that's one chapter, and then we're on the book of Revelation, and then we are done with the New Testament for the first time. We're going to read through, I know I said this at the beginning, but we're going to read through the New Testament twice this year. And so, so that's kind of a cool thing. So you will, in a matter of probably less than a month, you will have read through the entire New Testament with me so far this year. And so that's a really cool accomplishment. But anyways, that said, let's get in the Word today. Numbers chapter 35 this morning. Numbers 35. And the Lord spake unto Moses in the plains of Moab by Jordan near Jericho, saying, Command the children of Israel that they give unto the Levites of the inheritance of the possession cities to dwell in. And ye shall also give unto the Levites suburbs for their cities about them. And the cities shall they have to dwell in, and the suburbs of them shall be for their cattle, and for their goods, and for their beasts. And the suburbs of their cities which ye shall give unto the Levites shall reach from the wall of the city and outward 1,000 cubits round about. And ye shall measure from without the city on the east side 2,000 cubits, and on the south side 2,000 cubits, and on the west side 2,000 cubits, and on the north side 2,000 cubits, and the city shall be in the midst. And this shall be to them the suburbs of the cities. And among the cities which ye shall give unto the Levites, there shall be 6 cities for refuge, which ye shall appoint for the manslayer, that he may flee thither. And to them ye shall add 42 cities. And so all the cities which ye shall give to the Levites shall be 48 cities. Then shall ye give with the suburbs. And the cities which ye shall give shall be of the possession of the children of Israel. From them that have many ye shall give many. But from them that have few ye shall give few. And every one shall give of his cities unto the Levites according to the inheritance which he inheriteth. And the Lord spake unto Moses, saying, Speak unto the children of Israel, and say to them, When ye come over the Jordan into the land of Canaan, then ye shall appoint you cities to be cities of refuge for you, that the slayer may flee thither, which killeth any person at unawares. And they shall be unto you cities for refuge from the avenger, that the manslayer die not until he stand before the congregation in judgment. And of these cities which ye shall give, 6 cities shall have for refuge. And ye shall give 3 cities on this side of the Jordan, and 3 cities shall ye give in the land of Canaan, which shall be the cities of refuge. These 6 cities shall be a refuge both for the children of Israel and for the stranger and for the sojourner among them, that every one that killeth any person unawares may flee thither. And if he smite him with an instrument of iron so that he die, he is a murderer. The murderer shall surely be put to death. And if he smite him with the throwing of a stone wherewith he may die, and he die, he is a murderer. And the murderer shall surely be put to death. Or if he smite him with a hand weapon of wood wherewith he may die, and he die, he is a murderer, and the murderer shall surely be put to death. The revenger of blood shall slay the murderer, and when he meeteth him, he shall slay him. But if he thrust him of hatred, or hurl at him by laying of weight, that he die, or in enmity smite him with his hand, that he die, he that smote him shall surely be put to death, for he is a murderer. The revenger of blood shall slay the murderer when he meeteth him. But if he thrust him suddenly without enmity, or hath cast upon him anything without laying the weight, or with any stone wherewith a man may die, seeing him not, and cast it upon him that he may die, and was not his enemy, neither sought his harm, then the congregation shall judge between the slayer and the revenger of blood according to these judgments. And the congregation shall deliver the slayer out of the hand of the revenger of blood, and the congregation shall restore him to the city of refuge whither he was fled, and he shall abide in it unto the death of the high priest, which was anointed with the holy oil. But if the slayer shall at any time come without the border of the city of refuge whither he was fled, and the revenger of blood find him without the borders of the city of refuge, and the revenger of blood kill the slayer, he shall not be guilty of blood, because he should have remained in the city of his refuge until the day of the high priest. But after the death of the high priest, the slayer shall return unto the land of the possession. And so these things shall be for you a statute of judgment unto you throughout your generations in all your dwellings. And whoso killeth any person That murderer shall be put to death by the mouth of witnesses, but one witness shall not testify against any person to cause him to die. And moreover, you shall take no satisfaction for the life of the murderer, which is guilty of death, but he shall be surely put to death. And ye shall take no satisfaction for him that is fled to the city of refuge, that he should come again to dwell in the land until the death of the priest. And so ye shall not pollute the land wherewith ye are, for blood it defileth the land, and the land cannot be cleansed of the blood that is shed therein, but by the blood of him that shed it. Defile not therefore the land which ye shall inhabit, wherein I dwell, for I the Lord dwell among the children of Israel. That was Numbers chapter 35. Let's move on over to Psalm 79. Psalm 79 today. A psalm of Asaph. O God, the heathen are come into thine inheritance. Thy holy temple have they defiled. They have laid Jerusalem on heaps. The dead bodies of thy servants have they given to be meat unto the fowls of the heavens, and the flesh of thy saints unto the beasts of the earth. Their blood have they shed like water round about Jerusalem, and there was none to bury them. And we are become a reproach to our neighbors, a scorn and derision to them that are round about us. How long, O Lord, wilt thou be angry forever? Shall thy jealousy burn like fire? Pour out thy wrath upon the heathen that have not known thee, and upon the kingdoms that have not called upon thy name. For they have devoured Jacob, and laid waste his dwelling place. O remember not against us former iniquities. Let thy tender mercies speedily prevent us, for we are brought very low. Help us, O God, of our salvation, for the glory of thy name, and deliver us, and purge away our sins, for thy name's sake. And wherefore should the heathen say, Where is your God? Let him be known among the heathen, in our sight, by the revenging of blood of thy servants which is shed. Let the sighing of the prisoner come before thee, according to the greatness of thy power. Preserve thou those that are appointed to die, and render unto our neighbor sevenfold into thy bosom their reproach, wherewith they have reproached thee, O Lord. And so we, thy people, and sheep of thy pasture, will give thee thanks forever, and we will show forth thy praise to all generations. That was Psalm 79. Let's move on over to Isaiah chapter 27. Isaiah 27 today. In that day the Lord, with his sore and great and strong sword, shall punish Leviathan, the piercing serpent, even Leviathan, the crooked serpent, and he that slay the dragon that is in the sea. And that they sing unto her a vineyard of red wine. I, the Lord, do keep it. I will water it every moment, lest any hurt it. I will keep it in night and day. Fury is not in me, who would set the briars and the thorns against me in battle. I would go through them. I would burn them together, or let them take hold of my strength, that he might make peace with me, and he might make peace with me. And he shall cause them that come unto Jacob to take root. Israel shall blossom and bud, and fill the face of the world with fruit. Hath he smitten him, as he hath smote those that smote him? Or is he slain according to the slaughter of them that are slain by him? In measure, when it shooteth forth, thou shalt debate it with it. And he that stayeth his rough wind in the day of the east wind. And by this, therefore, the iniquity of Jacob be purged. And this is all the fruit to take away his sin, when he maketh all the stones of the altar as chalk stones that are beaten in sunder, and groves and images shall not stand up. And yet the deafened city shall be desolate, and all the inhabitants forsaken, and left like a wilderness. And there shall the calf feed, and there shall he lie down and consume the branches thereof. When the boughs thereof are withered, they shall be broken off. The woman come and let them on fire, for it is a people of no understanding. And therefore he that made them will not have mercy on them, and he that formed them will show them no favor. And it is come to pass in that day that the Lord shall beat off from the channel of the river unto the stream of Egypt, and ye shall be gathered one by one, O ye children of Israel. And it shall come to pass in that day that the great trumpet shall be blown, and they shall come which are ready to perish in the land of Assyria and the outcast of Egypt, and shall worship the Lord in the holy mount of Jerusalem. That was Isaiah chapter 27. Let's move on over and finish the book of 1 John today. 1 John chapter 5 today. And then we move on to 2 John tomorrow. 1 John chapter 5. Whosoever believeth that Jesus is the Christ is born of God, and everyone that loveth him that begot him, loveth him also that is begotten of him. And by this we know that we love the children of God, when we love God and keep his commandments. For this is the love of God, that we keep his commandments, and his commandments are not grievous. For whatsoever is born of God overcometh the world, and this is the victory that overcometh the world, even our faith. Who is he that overcometh the world, but he that believeth that Jesus is the Son of God? This is he that came by water and blood, even Jesus Christ, not by water only, but by water and blood. And it is the Spirit that beareth witness, because the Spirit is truth. For there are three that bear record in heaven, the Father, the Word, and the Holy Ghost, and these three are one. And there are three that bear witness in earth, the Spirit, the water, and the blood, and these three are agree in one. If we receive the witness of men, the witness of God is greater, for this is the witness of God which he hath testified of his Son. He that believeth on the Son of God hath the witness in himself, and he that believeth not God hath made him a liar, because he believeth not the record that God gave of his Son. And this is the record that God hath given to us eternal life, and this life is in his Son. He that hath the Son hath life, and he that hath not the Son of God hath not life. These things have I written unto you, that believe on the name of the Son of God, that ye may know that ye have eternal life, and that ye may believe on the name of the Son of God. And this is the confidence that we have in him, that if we ask anything according to his will, he heareth us. And if we know that he hear us, whatsoever we ask, we know that we have the petitions that we desire of him. If any man see his brother sin, a sin which is not unto death, he shall ask, and he shall give him life for them that sin not unto death. There is a sin unto death, and I do not say that he shall pray for it. All unrighteousness is sin, and there is a sin not unto death. And we know that whosoever is born of God sinneth not, but he that is begotten of God keepeth himself, and that wicked one toucheth him not. And we know that we are of God, and the whole world lieth in wickedness. And we know that the Son of God is come, and hath given us an understanding, that we may know him that is in truth, and we are in him that is true, even the Son Jesus Christ. This is the true God and eternal life. Little children, keep yourselves from idols. Amen. And amen. That was our reading today for the Thursday, May 26, 2022. Thank you all so much for joining us. Again, we just finished up another book in the New Testament. And we praise God for that. We, again, the next couple days are going to go quick in terms of the New Testament. I got 2 John, 3 John, Jude, then Revelation. And then, again, we are done with the New Testament for the first time this year. And so we praise God for that. But that said, good job to everybody. But why don't we make sure to leave a comment or a reaction to this video, and I will make sure to mark that down. And very important. And so... But that said, why don't we open our day with a word of prayer. Father in heaven, I thank you so much for another day that you've given to us, Lord. I pray indeed that we would, Lord, as 1 John ends, Lord, that we keep ourselves from idols. Lord, we are so prone to idolatry. Lord, we are so prone to turn our eyes and our attention to other things, lesser things than Jesus. And so may he have the preeminence in our lives today, Lord. I pray, God, that we would live for him, that we would honor him with our words and actions and attitudes. I thank you so much for each one online, Lord. I pray, God, that this day would be used for your glory's sake, and God, that you would just be glorified through each and every single one of us, Lord, we pray. And Lord, I just thank you so much. I pray for your blessing upon each one of my brothers and sisters. Give us a good day in you, in Jesus' precious name. Amen. Bye, everybody.